This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. COVID-19 booster shot reminders are going out for Coloradans 50 and older. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Colorado's Department of Public Health and Environment will send text message and email reminders. They'll go to more than 650,000 Coloradans aged 50 and older whose records in the state immunization database show they're due for a fourth dose of COVID-19 vaccine. The federal CDC recently updated guidance and strengthened its recommendation for fourth doses, saying all adults 50 years and older should get that fourth dose of COVID-19 vaccine. The agency says that gives the best protection from severe outcomes from the virus. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
More young people will have access to college education under two bills signed by Governor Polis late last week. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Thousands of foster youth often face insurmountable challenges when they exit the system. The new law allows them to go to a Colorado public college for free. It also provides mentoring and creates specific places on campus they can get support. Another law will make more undocumented students eligible for in-state tuition. Currently, high school graduates must live in the state for at least 3 years before they're eligible for in-state tuition. The new law changes the residency requirement to 1 year. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Arapahoe County's district attorney will drop all charges against Denver Broncos receiver Jerry Jeudy. He was arrested earlier this month on charges related to a domestic dispute between himself and the mother of his one-month-old daughter. Authorities said at the time there had been no physical contact between Jeudy and the mother. The woman later asked that the charges be dropped. A woman escaped a moose attack in Breckenridge last week. She was trail running when the moose charged at her. Wildlife officials say the moose was likely protecting a calf. The Campion Trail, where it happened, is closed until at least tomorrow. The woman had minor injuries. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says people should keep extra distance from all wildlife, especially in the spring. This is CPR News.